神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
We have said that the most important teacher that your children have is the parents.
我们常这样说，孩子们一生里面最重要的老师是自己的父母。
We talked about your attitude toward your children.
我们谈过父母亲的态度，对孩子的态度。
Now I want to talk to you as parents, because parents have different ways of parenting.
那父母亲总是有自己教养孩子的方法。
Our style and the way we parent has a lot to do with what happens to our children.
那我们对孩子们的教养的方法，对于孩子以后成长是很有关系的。
So as they have studied parenting, they have come up with different types of styles that I would like to talk with you about today.
所以呢，会有几种不同的教导孩子的方法。那我今天要跟你谈这几种模式。
Now, we have the parents that we call domineering parents.
有一种形态我们叫做专制型的。
Those are parents that want to control. They want to control the behavior.
这样的父母呢，他们要控制、操纵孩子们的行为。
You see, when parents are controlling, children become rebellious.
当父母轻用操纵的方法的时候，孩子会变成很叛逆。
You know what controlling is. It means that you're never flexible. They have to do what you want.
所谓的操纵就是没有容许对方有弹性，然后你总是要你所要的。
And when we're inflexible, when we cannot be moved, when we do not change, our children become very fearful of failures.
当父母本身非常的没有弹性，什么都不能改变的时候，那孩子会很紧张，很怕失败。
Parents that are controlling are what we call task-oriented. They find the worth of their children in what their children accomplish.
父母亲如果是一个操纵型的父母的话，他们的重点会放在孩子们的成就或他们的任务、他们的责任。所以呢，他们会针对孩子的那种成绩、成就非常的注重。
This brings the children to the place of being either an underachiever or an overachiever.
这样的孩子在这样的教养下面呢，会造成一个结果，就是会没有办法达到成就，或者是过分于成就。
The underachiever many times doesn't care.
所谓的没有办法达到成就，就是说他们不管了。
They will try to fail because you're pushing them.
因为你推他们，你逼他们，他们就要失败，故意失败。
The overachiever is driven, always feeling they've got to do more.
过分的这种成就感呢，就是呢，让自己总是努力，怎么努力都不满意，总是要再驱赶自己再努力。
This is not healthy for your children.
这样对孩子是不健康的。
A domineering parent is a critical person.
专制的父母是很会批评孩子的。
Always criticizing what the children do.
总是在批评的孩子所做的。
Not good enough, you tell them.
不太好，总是不能满意。
You're not as good as someone else.
你怎么跟人家比不上呢？
Then the children become very sensitive to criticism.
这样的话，孩子也会对于别人的批评非常的敏感。
You see, it's like when you have something on your arm that you've hurt your arm and it has bled and now it's beginning to heal.
就像你的手上有一些伤痕，然后快好的时候。
But it's sensitive to touch because it's been hurt.
快好的时候你碰它它还是很痛，所以是很敏感的，对这种撞击伤害是很敏感的。
And when you criticize your children, you're hurting them, and then they become very sensitive to hurts.
所以当你用指责来变成一种很苦毒，里面是很苦毒的这样的一个孩子。
There was a woman named Rachel whose father was Laman.
有一个叫做拉杰的这样的一个女人。
A young man came, his name was Jacob.
那曾经有一个年轻人叫做雅各。
He came to work for Laban.
那他这个雅各呢来帮他的爸爸做工。
He fell in love with Rachel.
这个雅各呢就爱上了拉杰。
And the father promised that if he would work 7 years, he would give him Rachel to be his wife.
这个爸爸就答应雅各说，如果你为我做7年的工，那我就把我的女儿给你做妻子。
But Rachel had an older sister named Leah.
那这个时候，这个拉杰有一个姐姐叫做莉亚。
And the father deceived them and gave him the sister Leah instead of Rachel.
结果当这个雅各做了7年工之后呢，爸爸却用欺骗的方法把这个姐姐莉亚先给雅各。
Jacob then had to work 7 more years for the other wife.
那如果雅各要娶拉杰的话，就需要再做另外的7年工。
He cheated Jacob on every hand.
所以呢，这个爸爸真是把这个雅各骗惨了。
He tried to control his daughters and his son-in-law. He was a controlling father.
这是一个操纵型的父亲，他要安排操纵掌控他女儿们的婚姻。
Now you may not be quite that bad.
或许你没有那么糟。
But the more you control your children, the more you dominate your family, the less you're going to get out of them. That is quality.
但你要知道，你越控制他们，你掌控的越紧，然后呢，你的家庭的这种品质就越低。
I want to talk about one that we called a doting parent.
另外一种就是溺爱型的父母。
A doting parent actually is one who is overprotective.
所谓的溺爱型就是过分的保护。
Their control over the children is by how the children feel.
他们怎么样来控制孩子呢？是用孩子的感受来带他们。
This is actually going in the other direction from the domineering parent.
这个刚好跟刚才我们讲的这种专制型的刚好是相反的方向。
When you have the overprotective parents, you're going to have a child who is very spoiled and wants their way.
如果你有一个你过分保护的孩子的话，那么你所养出来的孩子呢，就是那种被纵容惯的很任性的孩子，然后要什么就要有什么。
This kind of parenting yields to the pressure from the children.
这样的父母亲会因为孩子给的压力，然后就让步了。
And the children learn how to manipulate you.
这样变成孩子们就懂得怎么样来操纵父母。
They know if they whine, they know if they cry, they know if they act certain ways, you will give in to them.
他们知道说自己只要多吵一点，然后呢，多发点脾气，父母亲一定会听他们的。
You work so hard to make them like you. You work so hard to make them feel good with you.
然后父母亲会很努力的、很用劲的要来讨自己孩子的喜欢，让他们高兴。
You want peace at any cost.
父母这样的父母亲呢，希望呢就只要平和平就好了，没事就好。
And then the children become disrespectful.
那这样的话，你的孩子变成一个不感恩、不感谢的个性。
They don't respect you.
他们不会尊敬你的。
They speak very badly in front of people towards you.
他们在人家面前呢，会讲一些不好听的话，对父母亲讲一些不礼貌的话。
Maybe they stamp their feet and throw their toys down. Very disrespectful of you as a person.
他们甚至会在你面前或人家面前呢丢玩具，跟你闹脾气。所以对父母其实一点都没有尊敬的。
Now, the doting parent is the one who's always rescuing their children. If there was a problem, they were always rescuing. It was never their child's fault.
溺爱型的父母呢，当孩子有问题的时候，总是护着孩子，总是觉得自己孩子不会犯错，而且呢，总是很紧急的来解决孩子的问题。
If they do something wrong, right away you fix it up.
如果什么东西弄坏了，你马上帮他弄好。
You are going to raise then children that become irresponsible.
这样的孩子抚养到后来会变成不负责任的孩子。
They feel no responsibility for anything.
他们觉得对什么都没有责任感。
Because mom and dad has always fixed it up.
因为父母亲总是会帮我收拾善后的。
Always did for them.
总是呢为孩子做。
Actually, when we are too helpful to our children, always doing things for them, it makes our children helpless.
如果你总是对孩子那么周到的话，那以后会让你的孩子会什么都不会做，什么都不能做。
And actually, this cripples your children emotionally.
这样子让你的孩子在情绪上会成为一个有缺陷的人。
When they have to face life, they don't know how.
当他们面对人生的时候，不晓得该怎么样去面对。
Either they'll withdraw away from life,or they'll become, put a face on as if they're big and bold, but inside they're trembling.
或许呢，他们会逃避问题，或许呢，外面摆一个外表，好像摆一个面具，说他们可以，事实上里面是很脆弱的。
This type of parenting is very, very difficult for children in the future.
这样子的抚养形态对孩子的未来是，让他们很艰难去过他们的人生。
In the Bible, there was a priest named Eli.
在圣经里面有一个祭司叫做以利。
He was a spiritual leader of Israel.
他是以色列人的属灵信仰方面的领袖。
He was both a judge and a priest.
他不但是他们的审判官，也是他们的祭司。
But he was a doting, permissive father.
他就是一个那种溺爱型的父亲。
He had two sons that he failed to discipline.
他有两个儿子，在管教上他非常的失职。
These sons also became priests.
这两个儿子后来也承接了这个祭司的位置。
But they were very rebellious, very evil, and they came to no good.
他们后来转成非常的邪恶，而且呢，非常的叛逆型的这样的人。
If you're this way, if you find that you give in too much to your children, do too much for them, check yourself and begin to give them more responsibility and bring them to the place to respect you.
如果你是那个这么溺爱，为他们，为你的孩子呢，什么都做，什么都帮他这样的一个父母亲的话，你最好先停下来。然后呢，做一个反省嘛，然后赶快多给你的孩子一些责任来训练他们。
Now, another kind of parenting is when you have your children to be dependent on you.
另外一种父母亲就是抚养孩子，让他们很依赖父母亲。
This is a different type of controlling.
这是另外一种操纵的方法。
You make the children and their behavior and their feelings depend on you.
你要你的孩子这种啊，就是不管他们的行为或者是感受上都依靠你。
Parents that are this way are possessive parents.
那这种父母亲呢，是占有欲很强的父母亲。
You hold them to yourself.
你把他们占有在你的身上。
You want them to feel that they belong to you and they have to everything come from you.
你要让他们知道说呢，你属他们，你的孩子是属于你的，而且呢，什么都是属于你的。
Then these children become very fearful.
那这样的孩子呢，以后会变成很胆怯。
Because without you, they're as if they're naked. They don't know what to do.
没有了父母亲，好像是赤身肉体一样，不晓得该怎么做。
These type of parents are manipulating. They manipulate the lives of their children.
这样的父母亲希望能够操纵孩子们的人生。
So because of this, as you manipulate your children, they have to become deceitful to be able to do anything outside of what you want them to do.
那因为这样子，你想用这种让孩子完全的依赖你呢，让孩子们呢就不敢在外面做他们想做的，只好用欺骗的方法、隐瞒的方法来生活。
This type of parent are those who are always investigating, always searching out. What do you do? Where do you go?How'd you do that? It becomes a something that the children can hardly bear.
这样子的父母亲就是这种希望孩子完全依赖他的父母亲呢，常常都在侦查、观察，或者是在监督他的孩子做什么、说什么话、到哪里去现在怎么样？这样的话让孩子们非常的难以忍受。
This type of parenting also are very inconsistent. One time they're this way, another time they demand something else.
这样的父母亲呢很没有原则，等一下这样子，等一下那样子。
This makes children very indecisive. They don't know how to make decisions.
这样的话让孩子们很难去做决定。
And many times as you control the child this way, they become passive. They just do anything that comes along.
这样的话，如果父母亲是操纵型的，要控制自己的孩子的话，孩子们对于这种啊前面的得失决定呢就不在意了，这样也好，那样也好。
They do everything you want in the way that you want it done.
他们做你要他们做的。
But they have no life of their own.
他们没有自己的生活。
No thoughts of their own.
没有自己的想法。
No ways to make decisions for themselves.
不会自为自己做决定。
This becomes also very difficult as they grow older.
这样让他们长大之后也是很困难的。
Because they're going to have to find someone to depend on when they get married.
这样的话，他们以后的配偶就要找一个他们可以依赖的人。
And many times a husband or wife doesn't want to have a wife or a husband that depends on them all the time, but that shares life with them.
事实上，丈夫、妻子、夫妻本身呢，是希望能够分担分享的。没有一个妻子或者一个先生呢，希望自己的配偶是全然依赖他的。
So if you have a wife that clings to you, that seems can do nothing for herself, it's because this is the way she was raised.
如果你的太太或你的先生是这样在依赖你的，什么自己都不做的话，那就表示他过去父母亲的抚养形态就是这样的一个形态。
In the Bible, there was a woman named Rebecca.
在圣经里面有一个妇女叫做利百加。
She had two sons, but the youngest was her favorite.
她有两个儿子，老二是她比较喜欢的。
She felt she had to protect him.
她觉得她要保护这个老二。
She became very possessive of him.
她对这个老二呢，有那种很强的占有感。
She wanted him to have God's blessing.
她甚至安排她的二儿子呢，要得到神的祝福。
So she schemed and she manipulated until Jacob deceived his father.
她就安排操纵，好让她这个儿子呢，去欺骗自己的父亲。
In the family, this brought anger and hatred, and it was very hard between the brothers.
这样的一个情况带给家庭纷争、恼恨，而且呢，伤害了这个老大。
For a minute, I want to talk to you about this fact that when you have several children, you must recognize how to deal with these children.
我要用一点时间来跟你谈，如果你有几个孩子的话，那你要知道怎么样对待每一个孩子。
It's a blessed parent that recognizes each one of them as an individual and loves them and shows them both the same consideration.
身为父母的要知道，每一个孩子有他们的特性，你要以个别的来对待他们，而且要爱他们，对待很公平的来对待他们。
Sometimes in families, the oldest son is the one that you begin to manipulate and control because he is the one that's going to stand for the family.
通常一个家庭里面，这个长子常常是那个被父母操纵的最厉害的，因为他们认为呢，他应该是家里面的一个就是最重要的一个继承的一个人。
Or maybe you overprotect them.
有时候会被过分的保护。
Whatever they want, you do for them.
要什么都为他做。
You're constantly rescuing them out of situations.
不管情况怎么样，你总是呢去帮助他，去救助他。
And sometimes they end up very helpless and very passive.
最后呢，他们就非常的软弱，而且呢非常的无助。
Instead of building your oldest son into a leader, you have built him into something that will not be able to function properly in life.
你不但没有把你的儿子塑造成一个领袖的特质，反而让他成为一个不能面对生活、生命的这样软弱的人。
Now we have what we call the detached parenting.
另外一种就是忽略了，就是那种忽略型跟孩子疏离的父母亲。
This is the one that we have to fear in this day when we're trying to make money.
这个时代呢，很多人想赚钱，恐怕这种父母亲的形态最多。
In this type of parenting, we become, what shall I say, we just don't bother with them.
这种父母亲的形态呢，不太理孩子。
We let them do what they want to do.
他们要做什么就去做。
They become very independent of us.
孩子变成很独立。
We don't show them love.
父母亲也不太表达爱。
Tenderness.
不太表达他们的温馨。
Understanding.
理解。
And our children become emotionally hardened because they don't get this.
这样的话，孩子们的情绪上就很空虚，因为呢，他们从来没有得到满足。
Actually, we were not involved. We're uninvolved in their life.
好像父母亲从来不去参与孩子们的生活。
And so this makes children very rebellious.
这样子孩子们也会反弹的，反叛的。
You see the teenager that you feel is so rebellious?
有时候你说那些青少年呢，非常反叛性。
Actually, he's rebellious because he feels that there's no relationship there.
他们之所以反叛是因为呢，你跟他根本就没有关系。
No relationship has been built that this child can hold on to.
你们从来没有建立那种很紧密的关系，所以呢，他没有什么可以依赖在你身上的。
You did your own thing.
你根本都是做你自己的事情。
You had your own pleasure.
你有你自己的喜好。
You were uninvolved in the life of your child.
你从来不太参与你孩子的生活。
Many times it was a grandmother or an aunt that raised them.
有时候你把你的孩子交给自己的爷爷奶奶，或者是姨妈，或者是姑姑去抚养。
So they're rebellious because there's no relationship.
因为他跟你没有建立关系，所以他们对你是反叛性的。
The detached parent lacks follow through. They'll tell their child, I'll do this, but it never happens.
这种疏离型的父母呢，对孩子答应的事情，但是从来不去实现。
And often the children are underachievers. They don't care anymore.
之后，久而久之，孩子就不在意了，也不相信了。
And then we see that many times these parents that are detached, they put no boundaries for their children.
这些疏离型的不管孩子的父母呢，他们也不会去管教孩子的。
And because of that, the children become very insecure.
那因为没有规范，孩子就没有安全感。
This is something that hurts deeply down through the years when they have a parent that really was not involved in their life.
如果父母亲在小时候对孩子的抚养没有去参与的话，那么到以后他们成长后很长的时间都会带来伤害。
Oh yes, you lived in the same home with them.
或许你跟他住在同一个屋檐下。
You ate at the same table.
你们吃同样一桌的菜。
But as far as emotionally, there was nothing at all between you.
但是情感上面、情绪上面却一点都没有交流。
In the Bible, there was a king named King David.
圣经有一个叫做大卫的王。
He was highly successful in the field of battle and as a king that ruled.
他在战场上面，还有他当一个王的这样的宝座上面，是一个很成功的人。
But in his home life, he was not involved with his children.
但是在家庭生活里面，他对孩子的这种关系却不多。
There was no effective discipline.
他也没有规范。
And the children took on very sinful behaviors.
孩子们呢就变成行为上面呢非常的不好。
Actually, two of his sons tried to take his throne from him.
他有两个儿子曾经想篡位。
It's very dangerous when you're not involved with your children.
当你不参与在你的孩子的这种生活里面的时候，那你不融入你的孩子生活的话是很危险的。
Now I want to talk to you about the positive parenting style.
接下去我要谈一点比较就是肯定性的，比较对的这一面的，比较正面的这种父母的形态。
The goal of that parent is to develop character in their child.
这种比较正面性的父母的抚养形态，就是他们的目标就是要建立孩子的品格。
Actually, this is something very beautiful.
这样子是很美的。
It begins with love.
从爱开始。
A loving parent.
是一个有爱的父母亲。
A loving parent that it's unconditional. Whatever your child is, you love them.
这种有爱的父母亲是无条件的爱，不管什么情况下面，你还是爱你的孩子。
This fulfills one of the basic needs of your child, and that's security.
这个满足你孩子最重要、最基本的需要，就是安全感。
This type of parenting is encouraging.
这种抚养的方式呢是鼓励性的。
They encourage their child to do better.
我们要鼓励你的孩子，让他们做得更好。
They tell them how good they have done.
他们会跟孩子说，你做得不错，你做得很好。
There is a spirit of truthfully lifting up your child when they do well.
父母亲呢，这样的父母亲总是有一种心态态度呢，要把孩子能够啊推动他向上，让他更好。
This brings confidence in a child.
这个会带给孩子有建啊建立他们的自信心。
No matter what happens, that encouragement that you gave them as a little child brings out that confidence even years later.
这些鼓励不但会给孩子自信心，而且呢，那种自信会留到以后的他之后长大的时候。
These parents know how to comfort their children.
这样的父母懂得怎么样安慰自己的孩子。
When things hit their children hard and people hurt them and little things bother them, this parent knows how to comfort them.
当孩子们受到伤害或者是有什么样的亏损，有什么样的事情的时候呢，这样的父母亲懂得怎么样安慰自己的孩子。
They don't, it's not that the parent takes up for them or tries to cover over their faults. No, it's just pure comfort.When the child needs to be comforted.
所谓的安慰他们不是好像保护他们或帮他们掩饰，而是真正的在他们的那种情绪上的需要去满足安慰他们。
And the children like this become very compassionate children.
这样的孩子长大之后呢，会变成很有恩慈，心里面很有啊怜悯心的一种人。
Because you cared for them as an individual, they learned how to care for others.
因为父母亲对他们非常的关怀，很细心的去啊关心，所以以后长大呢，他们会关心到别人。
This type of parenting is that you're sincere with your child.
那这种抚养孩子的方法是一种很诚恳的方法。
You're a truthful parent.
成为一个很真实的父母亲。
You're one that they can trust.
是他们可以信任的父母亲。
Your word to them, they always know you mean it.
你讲什么话，他们都知道你讲得很认真的，他们知道呢你会实现的。
And they become honest.
他们也会成为一个诚实的人。
Because you've been honest with them, they become honest in their life.
父母亲对孩子真诚，以后他们对人生的态度也是很真诚的。
This type of parenting is a parenting that teaches their children.
那这种抚养孩子的方法也是在教导孩子。
They take every opportunity that they can to teach and explain things to the children.
利用各种机会来教导，解释给孩子们知道。
And because of that, the children become wise children.
因为这样子的话，孩子也会变得很聪明，很有智慧。
They understand situations.
他们很能够理解情况。
They've been taught the reasons why.
因为他们被父母亲教导去分析，他们知道为什么，他们懂得怎么样去分析事情。
Their parents just didn't say, no, don't do that. But many times their parents explain why they were not to do that.
因为父母亲对孩子的说话呢，不是只有你不能这样做，而很耐心的跟他们解释为什么你不能这样做，所以孩子们懂得这些道理。
There was a boy named Timothy in the Bible.
在圣经里面有一个叫做提摩太的一个男孩子。
And it tells us he was raised by a godly mother and grandmother.
圣经告诉我们他的妈妈还有他的外祖母都非常的虔诚。
They had a deep faith, and also Timothy had a deep faith.
这个提摩太的妈妈还有外婆呢有很深的信心，所以呢这个提摩太也有很好的信心。
A faith that taught him to love God and to become a godly young man.
这样的信心使这个提摩太成为一个爱神的人，也成为一个虔诚的一个年轻人。
They encouraged him in love and they developed him in self-discipline.
他们对这个提摩太用爱来抚养他，而且呢用管教来规范他。
I trust that you look today and see,What kind of a parent am I?
我希望你今天听了之后好好的反省，到底我是哪一典型的父母亲。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛州传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林
真假的真，林真收就可以了。我们会尽快的跟您回信。